some of these issues, you've been dealing with them for about 40 years. What would you say to someone else, maybe young? They have a lot going on too in their head. If you could go back, hey kid, here's how I would help.
Not to take drugs would be my advice, one day at a time.
And they have to talk. They have to tell people what they're going through. But for some reason, our society puts a stigma on mental illness.
Despite the challenges, Wilson's mind cranked out some of the best music of the 20th century.
We've all heard Good Vibrations, but after seeing the movie and you think about it in a new way, as you're picking up these musical vibrations from above.
From God.
Take me into that process of how that actually comes out of you.
Well, it comes out of my heart. I have a feeling, and that feeling guides my hands along the keys, and then I just start humming a melody, and I scribble out the words.
When you hear someone like Paul McCartney saying, God Only Knows is the best written song of all time, is it weird to say, hey, that came out of me?
Yeah, I actually couldn't believe that he thought that.
Do you personally hold certain ones that are almost hidden gems?
Well, I'd have to say California Girls.
Why is that?
Because of Mike's voice.
In the film, Wilson is portrayed as a grown man by John Cusack and as a young man by Paul Dano, who tells WTOP.
I waited quite a while to meet him in preparation. He was, I think, different in the 60s than he is now. And I also immediately felt with Brian that capturing his spirit or trying to get a bit of soul was what was most important, not, you know, the external, the sort of any kind of mimicry. Or he really felt like a special human being to me, and I loved meeting him.
At the National Press Club, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.